San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. Far from any shore, a storm the force of a hurricane. That's what it sounded like near Galva, Illinois, where a cattle truck overturned, killing 50 animals. Winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour were expected across the Midwest as a line of strong storms stalks the region. Bruce Hamann says he spotted two funnel clouds and watched as one hit his neighbor's farm.
It was thin, very thin, snake-looking effect. And to be honest, there was a small one trailing it.
Tornado watches are being issued from Arkansas to Ohio. Consumer Reports is out today with its latest auto reliability rankings.
Probably the biggest news of this year is how much GM has improved. They've actually come from probably one of the worst manufacturers to around average, making most of their vehicles recommended this year.
Magazine's David Champion on the improvement at General Motors, but Honda and Toyota again topped the list of most trouble-free cars and trucks, according to Consumer Reports. California's Republican Senate candidate, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, has been hospitalized. She's a breast cancer survivor, and her campaign says she's being treated now for an infection. Her opponent, incumbent Democrat Barbara Boxer, has issued a statement wishing Fiorina a speedy recovery. The U.S. Secretary of Education says no one should ever feel harassed at school.
Every adult in a school, from principals to custodians, cafeteria workers to teachers, must intervene and act when they see bullying for whatever reason.
Arnie Duncan on the administration's new push to enforce federal civil rights laws on local schools that don't do enough to police bullying based on gender stereotypes. Not a change in policy, but it is meant to be seen as a forceful reaction to the recent suicides of gay teens. Charlie Sheen's publicist says the actor reacted badly to some bad medicine. That's why he was found drunk and naked in a trashed hotel room in New York overnight. The Dow and NASDAQ nearly unchanged today. You're listening to ABC News.
Halloween is just around the corner. But don't panic, because Walgreens is just around the corner, too. With spooky decorations, eerie costumes, and the best candy, like Kit Kat bars, Reese's peanut butter cups, and Hershey's chocolate bars. And right now at Walgreens, get great savings like $5 off any costume priced $14.99 or higher.
Yee-hee!
Yes, exciting, isn't it? Walgreens, there's a way to find Halloween spirit nearby. Coupon required. See weekly ad for details.
Hi, it's Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.95. With a rate this low on a 15-year loan, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time and reduce the amount of interest on your loan significantly. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
The White House says President Obama has cast his ballot by absentee. Two hot races in Illinois for the State House and the Senate. The White House says President Obama voted for the Democrats in both contests. Yesterday, tickets to Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night were being offered online for $20,000. Well, ABC's Alex Stone tells us today they've gone up.
If you want to sit behind home plate at tomorrow night's game between the Giants and Rangers, there are now four seats available on StubHub for $500,000 per seat. There are also a few for $32,000 a seat. The cheapest tickets are now $500 for standing room only.
Controversy continues over those caffeinated alcoholic drinks popular on college campuses after 24 students were hospitalized across the country over the past several weeks. Nine of them were from Central Washington University, which has since banned Four Loko. Addiction specialist Harris Straighteners thinks the drinks ought to be banned in states.
You'll get it off store shelves, and you'll stop having minors purchase this. And quite frankly, I think adults who are legal shouldn't drink it as well.
The campaign of the Republican running for Senate in Kentucky is expressing relief that a woman who was roughed up by his own supporters last night was not injured. Happened in Lexington outside the debate. A woman from the group MoveOn.org says she was mocking the Republican, Rand Paul, when his supporters took her to the ground. A man stomped on her head. The woman says the incident left her with a bit of a headache, but otherwise she's okay. This is ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting to work.
No, that's wrong.
Why don't you just tell us what you're talking about then?
I'm talking about getting the works at a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
Ah, the works is an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more, just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
See, now you're talking about the works.
Well, with the works, there's a lot to talk about.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer and see if the works for you.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for rebate details through 11/30/10.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. Crews are trying to cap a small gas leak in downtown Martinez. It happened when a construction crew hit a gas line at Marina Vista in Ferry Street. One person has died, another is in surgery with very serious wounds after a shooting on Sacramento Street in Berkeley this morning. The killers escaped. Three men accused in the 2008 murder of a Los Gatos restaurant owner were found guilty of first-degree murder in Santa Clara County today. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Castro Valley, East 580 at Grove Way, pretty bad accident. All the lanes are blocked with a car that is wedged under a big rig trailer. This is being considered a fatal accident now. All traffic diverted off at Grove Way, then right back onto the freeway. Backed up across southbound 238 to 880 now. North 680 over the Sunol grade to 580 or East 24 to South 680 to 580 is your alternate. Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. The clouds arrive tomorrow night. Rain expected by Thursday at 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. We got a couple of quickies. I'm not going to dwell on this. A couple of quickies on health reform. And I want to start with something that's likely to tick off a lot of you, but I guess I'm getting used to that. here is Columbia University in New York, or Sarkozy, the president of France, in case you don't know. He's given a speech, and I wanted to pass on to you a couple of his comments. They're kind of interesting. He says, first of all, he congratulates the United States and Barack Obama for passing health care reform. He says that will put the United States into the club of states which do not let sick people down. Now, a lot of people in America have a little trouble realizing that we are definitely the greatest, the best, the most powerful, the richest country on earth, but we're not the only country on earth. There are more people who are not Americans in the world who may have different views and may be better at and more successful at certain things than we are. I know it's hard, we're the home team and all that rah-rah stuff, but, quote, but if you want me to be really honest, when we see the U.S. debate on health care reform from Europe, it's difficult to believe. The idea that when we have such a violent debate so that the poor are not left on the streets without a cent when they are sick, excuse me, we solved that problem 50 years ago in France. If you come to France, you feel sick on the street, we won't ask you for a credit card before admitting you into a hospital. I have a lot of friends actually have gotten sick in France, and it's true. And you never have to pay them. They take you right to the doctor, to the hospital, the whole deal. It's quite something. Expensive? Yes. Something else rearing its ugly head in the healthcare debate has to do with a lot of you, and I've been fighting this for a long time, even though you might find some contradictory attitudes if you go over 33 years of this program, is why should we pay for healthcare for people who smoke, people who are fat, etc., etc., etc.? Why pick up the tab when so much disease comes from unhealthy behavior? And the majority of Americans say it's fair to ask people with unhealthy lifestyles to pay for more health insurance. How are you going to do that? You tell me what's an unhealthy lifestyle. Where are you going to draw the line? Did you go to the gym last week? No. Unhealthy lifestyle. Did you have steak last week? Unhealthy lifestyle. Sit on your butt watching a ball game all weekend? It goes on and on and on. There's no way you can ever legislate this. Unhealthy habits are only one factor in disease. There's also things like social status, income, family dynamics, education, your genetics. You going to blame people for their genes? A few years ago in Australia, they were refusing to provide heart and lung surgeries to smokers. And, you know, with why should taxpayers pay for this? This caused an outrage. You can get lung cancer and not be a smoker. I believe the only way you can go with this is if you're sick, that's your punishment. And that's enough. Where's your compassion? Lest you get swept up into this. I don't care who you are, I'll find bad health habits. You texting on your phone, talking on a cell phone in the car? What do you think? Why should I pay for you when you get into an accident? Right? Let's see. We all engage in socially irresponsible behavior that others pay for. Right? And he says here, I try to eat right, I get enough exercise, and he talks about how he likes to speed in his car and text and all this kind of stuff. So, please, the health criminal concept has no place in America. And then something I didn't pay a lot of attention to are the guidelines for mental health care in health reform. The law that was signed expands parity to a wide, wide pool and will make it possible for millions of people with bipolar disease, major depression, schizophrenia, to get the same kind of care someone with diabetes or cancer. And the parity means that deductibles, co-payments, limits on the number of visits and days and coverage can be no more restrictive for coverage of mental illness and substance abuse and coverage of medical and surgical treatments. And that's a good thing. I don't know how it's going to break down. And, you know, a lot of people, they like to go to shrinks to hear themselves talk, you know, and they just don't want to give it up. And so there's going to be a deal there of how to control the costs. And that's a big one. And that's something I've been telling you from the outset. And they know this in Washington. They just didn't want to deal with it now. And I'm sure there's going to be stuff that's going to be coming down the pike discussing the cost. And there's a doctor here in the Times today talking about, you know, how many patients walk in and go, Doc, I need an MRI. And what does he do? He gives them the damn test. That's his particular quote. And unless we're prepared to spend 50% of our GDP on healthcare soon, we've got to figure out a way to get doctors to do tests that are needed and necessary and not just because you want them and not to protect ourselves from malpractice. We don't know exactly. Unnecessary medical care, maybe 10 to 30% of the budget right now. And while we blame a lot of patients for demanding useless care, we're a part of it. And the new law, by the way, includes money for comparative effectiveness studies, and that's important. You need to know whether a test is worth it or not, right? The test, everybody thinks the more tests, the better. It's not so true. For instance, CAT scans after, you bump your head. In the current reimbursement system, you know, where also doctors and, you know, make money from ordering these tests, especially if your doctor does a test, you know, for instance, the guidelines based on medical evidence say CAT scans are not necessary after most car accidents. And yet, you know, here's one radiologist from Yale. He says the indication for getting a head CAT scan after a car accident is that you have a head. So Congress has shied away from this, and this is going to be a tough one, but let's not take our eye off the ball. And that whole hullabaloo about insurance companies refusing to insure kids because they were born with a congenital defect, and writing new policies, they refused. They changed their minds, and insurance companies are now saying they will insure kids with prior conditions. So they tried to weasel out of that one. This I can't explain, except the fact that cigarette companies have bought a pass. You don't have to know. They don't have to tell you what's in the cigarettes. This has been a big bugaboo of mine. Why do they get an exemption? There may be 500 different things in a cigarette. That's right, 500 different chemicals, including now, it turns out, pig blood. So if you're a Muslim or you're an Orthodox Jew and you smoke cigarettes, you're inhaling pig. And they use it in pig blood, evidently. Pig hemoglobin is a blood protein being used to make cigarette filters and evidently makes the filters more effective at trapping harmful chemicals. You have a right to know what's in a cigarette, period. It says here massage therapy may help relieve symptoms of depression. And it's impossible to do good controls here. They found 17 studies. 13 massage therapy was compared to another active treatment like an herb or relaxation exercises or rest. Another 4 studies compared massage to no treatment. See, but you know you got no treatment. Overall, the studies, which were of moderate quality, showed massage therapy had potentially significant effects in alleviating symptoms of depression. I would expect so. Now, the question is how often you have to have them and, you know, who's going to start paying for that. One of my favorite sayings, it covers the next story. It's amazing. It had me shaking my head. I had to read it twice to even believe what I was reading. This is important for you to remember. Half of the people that you know, half of the people in America are below average. With that, we launch into this incredible Harris poll of a few thousand adults at the beginning of this month. Now, we stole this off of, we heard this, a book somebody wrote about this on a local talk show hosted by Brian Copeland, and it's a great piece. The percentage of adults who believe the following in America, the following percentage of adults believe these things to be true. 40% of you believe Obama is a socialist. 32% believe he's a Muslim. 30% believe he wants to turn over the sovereignty of the United States to a one-world government. 23% of you believe he's a racist. 20% believe he's doing things that Hitler did. 14% believe he's the Antichrist. 13% want the terrorists to win. All right, I can almost handle some of that until you break it down. Are you ready? 67% of Republicans believe he's a socialist. 57% of Republicans believe he's a Muslim. 45% of Republicans believe he was not born in the United States, was not eligible to be president. 42% of Republicans believe Obama's a racist. 38% of Republicans say he is doing many of the things that Hitler did. All right? And now it's going to get sad. You'll get mad at this. But if you want to look at who's saying these things and why, you look at their education. And you want to tell me education shouldn't be priority number one in this country. I'm going to compare people who have an advanced education with people who don't even have a college education. So high school graduates versus people with advanced degree. 45% of those with a high school education believe he's a socialist versus 20% of those with a degree. He's a Muslim, 43% without an education compared to 9% if you have an education. A racist, 28% to 9%. Hitler, you know, 24% versus 10%. And all the little details here are just fascinating because it breaks it down, you know, between conservative, moderate, liberal, Republican, Democrat, independent, college grad, advanced degree, some college, high school or less, etc. And to me, you know, it's just a reminder that we have to be patient. Half of the people, you know, are below average. And ultimately, you know, understanding what's going on is really a responsibility. It's the weak link in democracy. The weakest link is that there are a lot of people who have a right to speak up and to vote. I would never change the system. And so far, it seems to work. You know, very often the majority eventually gets it right. But ultimately, when it gets to the point we're at now, and the mudslinging and the preposterous statements you see people say, you go, my gosh, what can we do about people who just kind of don't understand some of this stuff, right? And yet they're educated people. I just read you, you know, 10% of educated people believe, you know, certain things, and that reflects more on their politics. By the way, speaking of religion and politics and all this, it's been 2 months when the report on the Jesus rifles came out, and it turns out the military is now saying it's going to take more than a year to remove the Bible codes from all these weapons. This had to do with that company was putting biblical sayings in the weapons as if, you know, when the enemy finds these weapons, they know that it's Jesus that's coming after them and not the United States. All right, here's something important. This will upset a lot of you. The number of head and neck cancers linked to a virus spread by oral sex is rising rapidly, and now we're reconsidering the vaccination and suggesting that boys as well as girls should be given this shot. A particular form of oropharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma have increased sharply in a developed world. The growth seems to be linked to cancers caused by HPV. There are two vaccines out there. 500,000 cases of cervical cancer annually in women kills 200,000 head and neck cancers. Sixth most common cancer among men and women, 640,000 new cases around the world. The risk of developing it is linked to a history of six or more lifetime sexual partners, four or more lifetime oral sex partners, and for men, the earlier the age at first intercourse, the more likely you are to come down with it. HPV-related cancer was reported in 60 to 80% of recent biopsy samples and studies in the U.S. It was 30, 40% in previous decades. I don't know what to tell you. Stop having oral sex or get out the dental dam. It's tricky. Here's another study, by the way, in that same virus, looking at quite simple evidence here. They looked at heterosexual couples who share razors and towels and also engage in, well, I can't, taking your fingers and putting it where the sun don't shine, all right? And basically, it didn't seem that any one of those three things, putting your finger you know where, or sharing a towel or razors, increased the risk of both of you having the same HPV virus, the same subtype, which surprised us because we know it shows up on fingers. We think it can be transmitted by razors and towels, and yet this research did not prove it. And the question is how many sex acts does it take to get transmission to recur? And that may be a part of it. Now, here's the big one of the day, friends. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that people who take multiple vitamins may increase your risk for breast cancer. This is a study of 35,000 Swedish women who were cancer-free at the outset. They followed them for 10 years. They found that women who reported multiple vitamin use at the start of the study were 19% more likely than non-users to develop breast cancer. This was after they controlled for factors like age and income, family history, weight, fruit and vegetable intake, exercising, smoking, drinking habits, etc. Now, the risk to any one individual woman taking multiple vitamins is smaller, but from a public health point of view, you know, a 20% increase in breast cancer is huge. It's huge considering half of American women take multiple vitamins. So, and there's a lot of other studies in here. I won't get to all of it, talking about how vitamins may increase your risk of cancer, and I hate to add that to your day, but what can I say? All right, let's switch subjects here. I want to talk to you about footwear. And I'm not talking about those spiked heels, the kind of footwear that you are wearing because you think that wearing the big old heels are bad for you. You'll be surprised at this, and the kind of a footwear that came out on top is going to blow your mind. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 548-TALK. With a 1-800 in front of it, I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the new health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Attention diabetes sufferers. If you or a loved one have taken the drug Avandia and suffered a heart attack, stroke, congestive heart failure, or death, time is running out to file for financial damages. The FDA has issued its highest alert on Avandia due to heart problems, including heart attack, stroke, congestive heart failure, even death. The Rely On Group can help. Pay nothing up front, not a dime, until you've received your financial settlement. But time is running out. If you or a loved one have taken the diabetes drug Avandia and suffered a heart attack, stroke, congestive heart failure, or death, you may be entitled to financial damages. Call the Rely On Group now for a free consultation. Don't be left out. Call 1-800-715-3949. 1-800-715-3949. 1-800-715-3949. Rely On Group operates as a group advertising model and is not a law firm or lawyer referral service. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services is greater than services performed by other lawyers. The choice of lawyers should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Dave Ross for the Duck Spit. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to spend whatever it took to get the best bed we could find. And I admit, even though I'd heard about the Duck Spit, we went to a department store and spent almost $5,000 on the best they had. And it was terrible. But I figured it couldn't be the bed's fault. It must be us. Maybe the price was keeping me awake. And that's when the Ducks people said, try our bed. The first night, I realized why the Ducks is the bed your back has been aching for. I could almost hear my back saying, thank you. What took you so long? And now, the price won't keep you up either. Because for a limited time, when you upgrade from your old bed, Ducks is ready with a credit of up to $2,500. My guess is you'll sleep in a Duck sooner or later, so do your back a favor. Make it sooner, Because while the Duck's Bed is for a lifetime, saving up to $2,500 is only for a limited time. At Duxiana stores in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto, visit Dux.com. That's D-U-X.com or call 800-595-2000.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on! We're social runs control. Turn up your
radio. You're gonna feel all right. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's start with Frank. Welcome to the program, Frank.
Thank you, Dr. Dean, for taking my call. I'm a little disturbed by your prologue today. You really come off sounding superior, or you feel superior to the conservatives and Republicans. And I want to remind you that I called your show and I asked you to bring on Dr. David Gratzer, who wrote the book The Cure: How Capitalism Can Save Healthcare, and you told me you would as it drew closer, and I don't believe you ever did. I haven't.
No, I didn't. I don't remember. I don't put people on the show because other people. Do you have any idea how many requests I get? But let's talk about the issues today. Listen, don't blame me. I have. You ought to read the survey. I mean, you ought to read the survey. It's not me. I'm just reporting the news here. But tell me what you're thinking about all this.
It's kind of hard to encapsulate in a 2-minute phone call. Is there a particular thing you'd like to you want my opinion on?
Yeah, well, take one of the things, you know, one of the statements, and we can dig into that. Socialism, is that an important point for you?
Yes, that's very important to me, yes.
Well, tell me how you feel about it.
Well, I'm against socialism. I'm for individualism. I believe that the federal government's main responsibility is the defense of the federation of states.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, then you would consider that, is the military a socialist organization or not?
It absolutely is, but it's in the Constitution, whereas health care is not.
How about Social Security? Should we repeal that?
There's a very good case that, let me ask you this. Actually, let me recommend a movie to you. It's called IOUSA. If you could see the demographics and what's about to happen to our country because of Social Security, because of Medicare and Medicaid, it might make you rethink your question to me.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm of an age where I think about it, and if you kind of dodged the question. Should we repeal Social Security or not?
Let me answer your question like this: we can afford to skim a certain amount of cream off of the milk, and we can choose to use it for Social Security, or we could choose to use it for Medicaid, or we could choose to use it for the space program. But there's only so much cream on the milk. So,
that's exactly right. Well, listen, we are a very wealthy country, as you know. We pay a lot of money in taxes. I pay a huge amount of money in taxes. So I think I do have a right to speak for how I want it spent, just the way that you do. And we kind of have to agree. We can have different opinions, but there's, you know, the government has to act in certain ways based upon consensus or what they indeed even think is right, because sometimes the public gets it wrong. I mean, you must admit that. I deal all the time. Let me sum it up in a little different way. I can sit here, and I have for 30-something years, and I can tell you that a particular product out there does not work. It is fraud, okay? It's quackery. You are being ripped off, and yet you insist on buying it. So I don't have a lot of faith sometimes in what the American public thinks about something. When you quiz the American public and you do give them a little test on current events, etc., you find that we are very ignorant. The average high school kid in Europe or in any other country knows so much more about world history than the average American kid, and the list goes on and on. So sometimes, you know, government tries to act in our best interest. Sometimes they blow it, and sometimes they don't. But who do you trust more? You trust industry and corporations more than government? How do you feel about that?
I trust individuals making collective decisions. Let me touch on another aspect of the way it's reflected in your thinking. When you're so critical about conservative values, right, which I think you would
No way. You can't. Whoa. Now you're going. I have a lot of conservative values myself, and it's not across the board. I am critical of stupid people making decisions that affect all of us, and I'm kind of sick and tired of it. And so when people tell me something that is not true, just not true, outright lies, you know, and you're trying to mobilize public opinion and move government based on that. I gotta throw down a flag. All right, we're out of time for this part of the segment. We come back, we're going to talk about shoes. I think it'll astound you what the best shoes are. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A construction crew caused a small gas leak in downtown Martinez today. The area of Marina Vista and Ferry is affected, although there's no mandatory evacuation. A nurse was attacked and injured by an inmate at the county jail in Martinez this week, just days after a nurse was killed by an inmate at the state hospital in Napa. Senate candidate Carly Fiorina is hospitalized with an infection stemming from her reconstructive surgery after breast cancer. She says she'll be back on the campaign trail very soon. The windstorms near Chicago may ease up tonight, allowing some flights to take off and land, but they are forecast to resume tomorrow. Game 1 of the World Series at AT&T Park tomorrow will be dry. There may be rain for Game 2. This is KGO.
If you like doing things the easy way, you'll be amazed at how easy it is to save money with Xfinity. Call 800-XFINITY and get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $29.99 a month for 12 months, a deal that includes HBO for 6 of those months. And for a limited time, Xfinity is giving away a laptop computer every day for those who enter the sign-in sweepstakes on XfinityTV.com/win. Plus, receive an entry for the grand prize of $10,000. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Check out the sweepstakes and rules at XfinityTV.com/win. It's TV on your terms with 100 HD channels, any room DVR, and access to an on-demand library offering new movies the same day they're released on DVD, such as A Nightmare on Elm Street and Sex and the City 2. Start the easy way. Xfinity TV for just $29.99 a month for 12 months and HBO for 6 of those months. From house calls to operators available 24/7, Xfinity is always there for you. Get real live support and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-XFINITY today.
Sheriff Warren Roop.
Assemblywoman Joan Buchanan voted to let 15,000 felons out of prison early. Among those freed were an inmate arrested for attempted rape 18 hours after his release, and a gang member who shot and wounded a police officer.
Teachers complained when Assemblywoman Joan Buchanan cut education funding by $8.6 billion. Buchanan's education cuts forced teacher layoffs, kept students from getting up-to-date textbooks, slashed testing budgets, and compromised the quality of education at our schools.
The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association gave Joan Buchanan an F after she voted for the largest tax hike in California history. Buchanan's job-killing tax hike raised income, sales, and car taxes by $12.6 billion. Times are tough, but millionaire Assemblywoman Joan Buchanan's policies have cost working families, hurt our schools, and put our families at risk.
Does Assemblywoman Joan Buchanan have the right budget priorities for your family?
Paid for by the California Republican Party.
It's termite swarming season, and pest control experts agree that you should have a termite inspection at least once every 2 years. Termites cause more damage each year in the U.S. than floods, hurricanes, and fires combined. And most of this damage can be avoided through early detection and treatment. Take advantage of the Planet Orange promise. A free detailed inspection, a high-quality and affordable treatment if necessary, and a bulletproof 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections to ensure your home stays protected forever. Now's the time to get your free inspection. Termites do not hibernate, and you don't want them eating away at your home all winter long. So call Planet Orange now at 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule your free termite inspection. That's 1-800-767-2643 or go to planetorange.com. 1 in 30 homes becomes termite infested in the U.S. each year. Don't wait. Call Planet Orange now. With their free inspection, it costs you nothing. That's 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're out and about. With Wells Fargo Mobile Banking, you can check your balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your phone. Access to mobile banking is free with your checking and allows you to bank while you're on the go. You'll be able to quickly take care of any financial needs life may throw your way. And Wells Fargo Mobile Banking is safe and secure. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Mobile carrier fees may apply.
Now at Lucky Supermarkets, earn free professional cookware just for shopping. It's collect and cook. For every $10 you spend, you get a stamp. Collect enough stamps and trade them in for free cookware. Visit LuckySupermarkets.com for details.
We're talking about what kind of shoes do you wear to avoid, or what kind of shoes do you wear if indeed you already have the beginnings of something you're all going to get to one degree or another, osteoarthritis of the knee. So they have people walking barefoot and then wearing one of four different kinds of shoes, and look for abnormal loading and pressure and tension on all the ligaments and the whole deal here. And the results were kind of remarkable. Clogs and stability shoes produce the highest knee loading. These are like walking shoes that are designed for foot stability, right? Knee loads were the lightest with barefoot walking, flip-flops, and flexible sole sneakers. And I didn't do, of course, spiked heels, etc. And the reduction in load with the latter shoe types was comparable to that produced by therapies designed to reduce knee loading, like braces and shoe inserts and orthotics. So, appropriate footwear is really is tricky, because what the manufacturer tells you is not always necessarily true, and not true for your usage. In other words, walking barefoot, that's the standard. Isn't that the gold standard? The way our feet were designed, of course, is impractical in many different situations. But shoes that you think would be the best might not be, and that flip-flops, which drive me crazy, it's the sound. Something about the sound of flip-flops gets to me. Flexible sole, flat sneaker-type shoes and flip-flops seem to be the best with knee arthritis. All right, let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Hi. That HPV discussion was so full of euphemisms, I couldn't tell what you're talking about.
I'll leave it to you. All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
Putting the finger in the vagina or the anus, more likely to transmit? And does that depend on what kind of sex the woman has had? Vaginal or anal, and where does the HPV show up? On the finger, on the genitals?
Well, the trick was that these are couples who, A, shared toothbrushes and razors, had sex involving fingers and anuses. I could tell you how many people do that, but that's not important. Were less likely to share the same strain of HPV. So these were people who had HPV, both of them. And they looked to see if it was the same strain, because if it's the same strain, then one of them gave it to the other. And indeed, they did not find that. The conclusion for the short term of this study. Now, something like HIV, and the numbers still hold. If you have one instance of unprotected anal sex, which is the most prevalent way, that's the most powerful way you'll get it. One instance is a 1.5% chance. With a heterosexual couple, it may take 600 intercourses to transmit it. So this study didn't run it out that long. They only ran it for a shorter period of time. So they don't know if these numbers would change as time goes on. So they say at the end, how many sex acts does it take to get a transmission event to occur over what period of time within relationships? 2 weeks, 1 month. What's the probability? From one part, so all that is unknown. This is in a Journal of Adolescent Health, so there are no more euphemisms, telling it like it is. All right, let's talk to Steve in, where are you? Steve in Nashville. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about drinking distilled water compared to, say, tap water or spring water. A friend of mine has been doing it for about 20 years, and swears he doesn't get that many colds and so forth. Do you know if there's any studies on that?
No, that's a waste of time. Distilled water, of course, if you take a pot of water and you boil it, right, and you condense the steam coming off of it, then that is pure water with no minerals, because minerals don't evaporate. They stay behind in the pan. So if you take, say, salt water and you boil it, you get left with salt in the bottom of the dry pan and all the water goes away. H2O, nothing but H2O. So what you use in you're supposed to use that in your battery, supposed to use distilled water in a steam iron, et cetera. But it has a lousy taste. It tastes flat. It tastes weird to me. The taste of water comes from the minerals, and they are not going to harm you. This is just an extreme, you know, extreme health fad that's really going I mean, distilled water, it's a great scam, isn't it? It's the cheapest thing on earth. You can sell it to people for a premium and convince them it's going to help their health. All right, let's talk to Jack. Dr. Dean Adell here. Jack?
Hi, doctor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was wondering, could we go back to your opening statements about the surveys between, say, more educated and less educated people? And
Well, it's not me. Remember, people keep thinking I make this stuff up. You can find this on, I'll tell you the reference on it, on this it's a, go on, while I'm shuffling my papers here.
I understand that, but do you think that it's possible that those numbers could be skewed in that the fact that more educated people have also been through a system or systems that are much more liberal based, and so they've arrived at these, you know, these ideas just simply because of that fact?
Yes, I think that's reasonable. In other words, most universities and people with graduate degrees and educated people are more likely to be liberal than conservative. So it's very, very possible. And I don't think a survey like this is the final word, but you know, the question is, it's about facts. In other words, Obama's not a Muslim, all right? And, Obama's not, all these things, and that's really what it's about. And of course, there's going to be skewing based on your political affiliations, and no survey. I mean, you know as well as I do. I mean, surveys, you can make them come out to say anything that they want, but the numbers here are pretty astounding when you compare Democrats and Republicans and the answers to these questions. Even if there's a fudge factor, you know, plus 5 or 10%, either way, they are still astounding. They're astounding, and it's, kind of interesting. I think, you know, for instance, when a lot of people, say that Obama's doing things Hitler did, I think if I gave people a history test on what they really think about Hitler, most people just know him from the mustache and the concentration camps, and he was an awful, awful, obviously one of those horrible people humans have come up with. I don't know what they're talking about. It gets strange to me. But either way, if your question is, could that survey not be dead on accurate, I would say, yeah, that's possible. Either way, how do you think we're going to resolve all this? Why does everybody have such different opinions on something that, you know, we should at least try to get to the factual base of? And that's my beat here. You know, if something is true, it's objective, represents objective truth, and then people still don't believe it, what are we to do with that? You know, so that's my frustration. What's your perspective?
We're pretty subjective, though, too. And I think that maybe if you're talking to people with, say, less of an education that have not been put through this process, that actually skews what their opinions are, maybe you're going to get actually better representation of truth. I mean, like I said, a lot of these questions were subjective. I mean, some of them for sure are yes or no. I mean, true or false. But
yes, yes. Well, I see your point, and it's reasonable. But ultimately, you know, where do we come down in this world? You know, when you look around you, when you look at the world that we've created for ourselves, whether you like it or not, you know, from our television rockets and cars and electronics and all the things that we love, those things came from education, from transmitting what we've learned over thousands of years, you know, via books and literature. And because no one person comes up with this magic, you know, there are amazing people, like there are Einsteins and people like that, but they still relied on the work that went before them. So that is the trend. And that's what we trust when it comes to professionalism. You get on an airplane, you don't want people whose instincts or whose politics determined whether that plane is put together right or not. So politics, of course, and national policy is a softer subject along these terms. But still, I'm reading amazing things here. I mean, it's astounding to think how many people in America believe things that are wrong. And that's my concern. And I do understand, you know, what you're saying also. So we'll move on because I'm going to run out of time here. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
$4.99
For 115 years, the name Welldorf has embodied the highest sophistication of the goldsmith's art among European and Asian nobility and connoisseurs. So, it is with great pride that we announce the dedication of the first Wellendorf boutique in North America within Shreve & Company Jewelers, 200 Post Street. The Wellendorf Boutique is a sophisticated European ambiance, complete with private viewing area and coffee bar, where discriminating gold connoisseurs can browse the magnificent Wellendorf collection in its entirety. From beautifully colored turning rings to soft, supple golden rope bracelets and necklaces, every Wellendorf creation is handcrafted by the master goldsmiths of Forchheim, Germany. In a word, it's magnificent. The Wellendorf Boutique, coming October 29th to Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square.
Here's an easy question for you. If you knew that an issue on the ballot would let more local government scandals like the one in the city of Bell happen, you know, where a city manager paid himself over $800,000 a year with nearly $1 million pension, would you vote for it? Of course not. But that's what Prop 22 will do. That's right. Prop 22 puts more dollars into the hands of city managers throughout California with no oversight of our tax dollars, letting them get more outrageous salaries and give more sweetheart deals to politically connected developers, and locks all that into the state constitution. That's why professional firefighters, teachers, nurses, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Contra Costa Times, and the Oakland Tribune urge you to vote no on Prop 22. No on 22 protects taxpayers' money that should be used for legitimate community needs like fire protection, local school funding, and health care. Vote no on 22. Paid for by No on 22, Citizens Against Taxpayer Giveaways, sponsored by California Professional Firefighters, California Professional Firefighters Ballot Issues Committee, and California Teachers Association Issues PAC.
In the beginning, a granola bar was good for you. Then someone decided to dip it in caramel and roll it in chocolate chips. Right about when they were sticking gummy bears to the granola bar, it seemed something had gone awry. We wonder if the same hasn't happened with healthcare. What started as a good idea seems to have lost its way. That's why Kaiser Permanente's 21st century model makes all the more sense. A system where doctors believe total health means physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Where you can email your doctor's office, make routine appointments, check most test results, where the people on your health team are digitally connected to each other and to you. So instead of something that's so overprocessed it's forgotten what it was supposed to be in the first place, Kaiser Permanente believes in the original good idea. Health that's focused on you. We're Kaiser Permanente and we want you to thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Natalie. How you doing, Natalie?
Oh, hi, Dr. Dell. I have some questions regarding the HPV and just general warts. I'm a special ed teacher, and we have little kids in our class. We have one boy who has warts on his hands, and we're all concerned about them being spread to the rest of us and the other students, especially since he has his hands in his mouth a lot.
Mm.
And we were wondering, it's viral, we understand, but is it also a form of herpes? And also, should we get a vaccination or anything?
Okay. I can help you with this. The papillomavirus comes in many, many different forms. Even HPV itself, there's type 2, type 8, type 6, type 16, 14, 12. There's a whole bunch of them. Only some specific ones cause the diseases we're talking about, like cervical cancer and possibly head and neck cancer. The virus that causes the common wart on your fingers that kids get is different from those, even though it's in the same family, and will not cause those illnesses. And the reason that a lot of kids have these viruses, and adults actually a lot less commonly, is because as adults we've probably had them when we were kids, or we had a minor dose of them and we formed antibodies, so we are immune. So if you touch a child who has warts on their fingers, it's not likely you will get it. But obviously, this virus spreads from person to person. That's how it gets around. And even doctors, when they treat it, they a lot of them recommend to leave them alone, because if you treat them early, and you can, there's ways we can remove warts. If you treat them early, the body hasn't had a chance to develop antibodies and hasn't had a chance to develop an immune attack against the virus, and so you may be more likely to get them back. So there's even you know, some thought to leaving them on your hands for a while. For leave them on a kid's hands for a while, and then they will always go away by themselves. I had them as a kid. My kids had them, and they all went away by themselves. So, Natalie, not to worry. All right, let's talk to Tom in San Juan, Puerto Rico. How you doing, Tom?
Hi, how are you, doctor? Finally,
I'm fine, sir.
I was calling you about this ichthyosis vulgaris.
Who has it?
My niece has it in India, and I've searched all over the internet and everything. I can't find anything, so I said, well, you were my last sources to find out the...
Yes, yes. Well, let me, there's lots of stuff you can find. Let me make sure you got the spelling right. It's a weird word, and ichthy is a prefix for fish. So, you know, the early observers of this said, oh, these people are, you know, they're part fish, and their skin is like scales, and it's called ichthyosis, I-C-H-T-H. That's a tough one. I-C-H-T-H-Y-O-S-I-S. Now, ichthyosis, it's a skin disease. It's inherited. There are dozens of different kinds and probably dozens of different genes involved in this. And people get very, very dry, scaly skin. By the way, how old is the person who has this?
She's 24 years old. She's a beautiful girl. She's 24 years old.
Yes. It is likely that it'll go away, by the way. And it's treated with a variety of things. The most important thing are heavy-duty moisturizers and creams and ointments, you know, and sometimes, you know, thick stuff. And you put it, after a bath, you put it on the skin, and you be very careful not using too much soap. And then there's other kinds of things that dermatologists can use to make the skin less flaky. And depending upon the kind, you see, this is what's difficult, and the exact subtype, I really can't advise whether it's going to go away by itself. And sometimes it'll go away when you're young, and then it'll come back. You got to be very careful about scratching, and this person should, although as you discuss, this person is overseas, should see a good dermatologist. That'd be the best thing that I could recommend for that, and maybe and hopefully it'll be a mild case. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe.
We evaluated several different companies before we did a major rework on our house, and we felt that MasterServe was way better than the others. We were impressed with how professional they were. We really appreciated the time they took with us. It was a really positive experience overall. They showed up on time. We had no problems. When we had questions, they were quick to answer our questions and really helpful people in general. We felt very comfortable having them in our home. MasterServe did everything from start to finish. They went above and beyond.
Now MasterServe is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,650 in tax credits and rebates, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
Sometimes the strongest foundations aren't made of concrete. After an earthquake, the strength to rebuild can come from anywhere. Like a photo album rescued from the rubble. One that, in a collage of faded colors and curled edges, tells the story of your family. A leather-bound portal to emotional strolls down memory lane. Wherever you find your personal strength, be it from a photo album, a treasured heirloom, or the support of family and friends, the California Earthquake Authority is here with the financial strength to match your resolve. Working together with our network of leading insurance companies, we provide a foundation of unsurpassed financial stability and expert service, helping Californians like you get the security you need to recover from the next major earthquake. For more information about CEA Earthquake Insurance and a list of participating insurers, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority. The strength to rebuild.
Hey, honey, should we use our points from Chase Sapphire for a shopping trip or a getaway?
How about shopping for our getaway?
Presenting Chase Sapphire, the complete rewards card with points you can use for just about anything.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
I'd love to go to Vegas.
Let's meet in the middle in Palm Springs.
Use your points to book travel with no restrictions or blackout dates. Any flight, any hotel, anytime. Not planning travel? Use your points to get millions of merchandise reward options.
I'm going to pick up a new golf bag with my points.
You might want to pick up some lessons to go with it.
I can golf.
Hmm.
To apply today, call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Get unlimited points that never expire and 10,000 points after first use. Where other rewards cards make promises, we deliver.
With so many things to do with our points, I can't decide.
Just leave it to me.
Okay.
Call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Chase Sapphire. Chase what matters. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See chasesapphire.com/radio for pricing and rewards detail.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to David. How you doing, David?
Dr. Adele, this is not going to be a very appealing call. First, I'd like to say very quickly, there's a strata of society that knows about the health plan, but they think that now when they break their leg, they go to the hospital and they get their leg fixed and they go out and that's it.
Right.
We're understanding it's expensive and we don't know who pays for this, how it gets paid for. So I think someone needs to go back to the beginning and let some of us that don't listen to radio, that don't keep up with the news, know that this is not free health care we're getting. We're getting assistance. But what I told your producer I'm calling about, I've been severely depressed for, I'm 56 years old, I'd say for about 40 years of my life. And I took most of it through substance abuse. However, I'm being treated for that, getting help. But I haven't bathed in the last 3 months, and I don't have the desire to. And I was wondering, first of all, I don't detect any smell or anything, but is there a danger in doing in such?
Yes. Well, listen. You got a lot of points here to cover. Let's talk about the substance abuse. You know, that's critical, and you got to give it time. If you've had a substance abuse problem and you're working on being clean, it can take a year or two before the brain starts healing. This is a whole new era in substance abuse treatment, where we're discovering that some of the mental conditions that we thought were the cause of the abuse may be caused by the abuse itself. So depression is a common accompaniment of abuse for many different substances. As far as bathing goes, well, listen, you don't have any objection to bathing. It's just you just don't want to do it. I would suggest once in a while you ought to be able to pull it off in terms of your health. No, I can't point to anything horrible. You know, human beings in many parts of the world, unfortunately, have to live without access to clean water to bathe. And it is quite interesting when you see people who don't bathe and you go to those places, you don't, you know, there isn't the smell of, quote, BO. BO, the bad odor, is actually caused by bacteria on moist areas on your body. But after a while, it seems that it settles down. Even though some folks may seem to have it chronically, there may be more having to do with their lifestyle and wearing of clothing and, blah, blah, blah. So I can't point to any major medical issue. But in terms of integrating, you know, back to the world and to people and socializing, all of which would be very important for your recovery, you know, it could be, inhibiting. So, you know, I just take a shot at it. I know you don't want to do it, and there's a lot of things in life we don't want to do, but take a shot at it, and once in a while, I think might be a good thing. Whew. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by Yes on 20, No on 27. Hold politicians accountable. With major funding by Charles T. Munger, Jr. and Charlotte A. Lowell.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Have you seen the voter guide?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, good. There's a lot of propositions to study.
Oh, yeah, but I think there's one simple choice.
Oh, and that would be?
Yes on Prop 20.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes on 20 empowers the voter-approved Citizens Redistricting Commission so that the commission also draws district lines for Congress.
Ah, so the commission draws fair districts for Congress, and the politicians will finally have to compete for our votes.
Right. Without 20, the politicians will still draw districts so their friends in Congress get reelected. elected. No wonder AARP, California Taxpayers Association, and the Small Business Action Committee say yes on 20.
So yes on 20 gives power to the voters, not the politicians. Well, that is a simple choice.
It's simple. Proposition 20 holds politicians accountable and makes it easier to vote them out of office if they're not doing their jobs. Vote yes on 20.
Escape to Monterey Wine Country and experience the 14th annual Great Wine Escape Weekend, November 12th through the 14th. Participate in wine and food pairing events, barrel tastings at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, chef demonstrations, wine country open houses where you can explore the wine trails of the region, and winemaker dinners featuring intimate conversations with winemakers and local chefs on their suggested pairings. You can also get your boots dirty at a one-of-a-kind behind-the-scenes boot camp in the private back roads of the Monterey Wine Country. Breathtaking scenery, a perfect weekend escape, the finest showcasing of 42 different varietals, all at one amazing event in Monterey Wine Country. The 14th annual Great Wine Escape Weekend, November 12th through the 14th. For tickets, call 831-375-9400 or visit montereywines.org. That's montereywines.org, and click